feel more excited about Christmas now as a dad than I feel like I ever did as a kid. There's something about just buying the presents and going out. But there's something about the giver and the gift. I remember some of the gifts I gave. I remember one time my parents gave me I got my allowance. I got $30. They dropped me off at the mall when I was in eighth grade, and they said, you have a few hours. Go buy some gifts you want for the family. Either this is the smartest move ever, or this is the most selfish thing I've ever done. So I took that money, and they gave me a few hours. So I went as fast as I could to get the presents. Fast as I could. I was actually in ninth grade. I went as fast as I could to get the presents, and I bought my mom and dad something. I think I bought my mom potpourri or something like that. I bought my dad something, a little tool. Then I bought my brothers and sisters some candies. And here's what they know. The bill, what I spent, came to like $15. So I had $15 left over. So what do you do with that, right? You're a kid in a mall by yourself. So I do what any kid did. I end up going to a movie by myself and buy myself popcorn. Boom. Kids, don't take this advice. But I think about the times and even me being selfish. I remember the time I bought my mom this sweater. It's a jacket sweater when I was in college. I found this thing, and it was just, everybody was gone. It was just me and my parents at home. And I was so excited for her to put it on. And when she put her hand in it, the sleeve was sewn wrong. And so when she put her hand in it, it actually closed itself off and she couldn't get her hand through. Like there was like one of those Chinese finger traps. And every time she tried to put her hand through, her hand wouldn't go through it. And I remember she is so sweet at this moment. I remember going, I'm like, try it on. You like it? And she put one hand in and she's trying. And then she looked at me and she goes, I love it. As this, there's no hand coming out here. She goes, I love it. And I'm like, why don't you put it on? She was like, I'll put it on later. And then she finally told me we had to return it. But it's amazing these gifts that we give and the givers and everything about it. And I love Christmas. There's a picture of me. Can you put that picture up? This is, for everybody who thinks I'm a bandwagon Bronco fan, which I'm not this year because they're not good. Look at this picture. That is little Jarvis. Not so little. Look at Santa with, I have a Broncos hat I'd never took off. Even in a shower, I wore that thing. That was the cleanest hat ever, and I'm just kidding. But in that shirt. But this is Christmas when I was a kid because I love Christmas. I love this time of year. I love being together. But it's interesting because the gifts. 2 Corinthians says this. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. It also says in another translation, thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words. Let me repeat that. Thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words. Because honestly, Jesus is the ultimate gift, but also the ultimate giver. Jesus is the ultimate of both things. He's the ultimate gift and he's the ultimate giver. John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that he gave. Yeah, he gave his only son so that everyone that believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's interesting because God is not hiding gifts from us. And I understand as parents, I got all of our gifts. My kids don't know where they're at. We got all their gifts hidden through the, you know what I'm saying, for the last few months. We hide their gifts because we don't want them to see. We want them to be surprised. But I'm telling you this, like the gift that God gave us is not hidden. He's saying, it's my son, Jesus Christ. This is who it is. He sometimes makes us wait for things, but he never holds us out on things. So here's what I'm going to tell you. You got to trust the process. I brought a couple of things here today. One of my favorite gifts as a kid was Legos, not pink Legos. But one of my favorite gifts as a kid was Legos. Anybody else like Legos? Anybody else in here like Legos? I love it when adults raise their hand. That's my favorite. It's interesting because here's what happens with Legos. Here's what I tell you with Legos. You see this picture? Anybody know what this is? Yes, thank you, people. It's a stormtrooper. And it's interesting because you see these gifts, you see these scenes, and you go down the aisles, and all of a sudden the advertisement is this picture. You see this, and you're like, yes, I want that. I want what's on the box. I want what this is. This is amazing. And this just happens to all of us. We see a picture and we say, I want that. I want this. And then most of the things that you buy, even as adults, I'm telling you, you want that big. I'm telling you, if you ever shop at IKEA, this makes sense. Our couch came in a box from IKEA. That's crazy. And you got to put it together, like everything. And so you want this, and you got to go down there and put all the pieces together. But this is what this is. And so all of a sudden, you get Legos, and here's what it comes in. This. What's this piece? This piece right here. Then you got these pieces. Look at this. You got his helmet there. And then they give you this book, and then stickers, and then sometime deep down you're like, this is cool, but if you don't know what to do, you're like, where's this at? Where is this? Because isn't this funny? Sometimes we get a piece, but not the whole thing. Sometimes we see this and we think, this is what I want. This right here is what I want. I want this on the box, but you get this. Listen, people who understand this are people, if you're a newlywed in here, this makes sense to you. You know what I'm saying? You hear all these things. When I get married and you see the box and you realize, listen, I'm getting pieces here. I'm not getting the whole thing yet. You know what I'm saying? Having kids, if you're a new parent, you totally get this. You're like, when I become a parent, this is going to happen. I'm going to be this as a parent. And then you start saying, this is the box. And then you start saying, well, there's pieces that have to go together here. The reason I share this is because I think so many times I look at the story of Jesus and Mary. And now imagine this for one moment as you look in Scripture. The angel came to Mary and said, you're going to be a virgin, give birth to a son. His name is going to be Jesus. He'll be called Savior and be Emmanuel. And this is the blueprint you got. Now listen, she knew that he would be the Savior, but she didn't know the timeline. She didn't know about the death. She didn't know about anything. All she knew is what she knew. All she knew was a piece. All she knew was, there is a piece of this that's going to happen. I'm going to be part of this piece. But how does this piece fit together with the next pieces? Because here's what happens with us spiritually. We understand that God has a masterpiece at work, but we get frustrated because God has only given us a piece. When God went to Abraham, and God said to Abraham, look in the stars. I'm going to give you the nations. And he says, how is it going to happen? I'll give you a piece. I'll start you with a piece. What's amazing about the story of Mary is we celebrate the Christmas day. Is that for me? Oh, baby. Oh, thanks.
Well, she wanted to give it to you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Mom and Charlie. Way better. Here's what I want you to understand today. God has a purpose and a plan, and he has a master plan for your life. But we get frustrated because we only see pieces of the plan. Think about this for a second. Just because Jesus was born to Mary, it's not like they started celebrating Christmas that very first year. They started celebrating his birthday, and that's what Christmas is. But it's not like the whole world started celebrating Christmas. They didn't know not everybody knew who he was until he died on the cross and rose from the dead. Because we celebrate Christmas, not because we celebrate a piece of Jesus, but because we have to celebrate the whole thing of who Jesus is. Christmas is not just an event. Christmas is about a person the whole way through. Christmas is not just Jesus was born. It was the fact that Jesus lived. And not only that, the story of Jesus is, it's the masterpiece of not just the piece, but the pieces coming together to form a masterpiece of who Jesus is. It's interesting because I feel like here's what begins to happen. We see something like this, and we start judging this one scene. And we go through life and we go through obstacles and we start saying, well, this one didn't work out as cool as I thought it would be. This, you can open up your box and this comes out and this says, I didn't even know where this goes. I didn't even know how this fits. And here's what begins to happen. As your box unfolds, here's what some of you start saying to me and to others. You start saying, I didn't pay for this. I didn't pick this box, so I have to do all the work. I picked it because I wanted this. And here's the celebration. We judge our life by seeing, but not the whole story. Mary only knew the beginning story, but she celebrated the whole way through. God takes the pieces and makes the masterpieces. Here's the beautiful thing about Christmas. Christmas is this. Is that what became of the pieces of our lives come together in who Jesus is. And just when you think, how does this piece in my life, how does this mistake, how does this happen, how does this all fit together, how does this all happen? And I'm telling you, when we serve the Lord, and this is how we celebrate, when we serve him, God takes these pieces of our lives. God takes our messy pieces that doesn't make sense, and he says, it's time to put them together. Because if you know the whole story, it begins to be a masterpiece of a story. It's interesting in here, I can look at families. There's lots of little pieces. Is this true? There's lots. You open up this bag, and you're going, how does this piece fit together? How does this piece fit together? How does this piece? How can I have a family when I'm in prison? How can I have this when I'm going on? How can this happen when this is going on? And I'm telling you, all of a sudden, it's that whole adage, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, right? This is why Jesus came to take circumstances that don't make sense and make them into beautiful stories of his creation. It's amazing that God takes something that's a piece and makes it a masterpiece. God takes your marriage that's fallen apart into a masterpiece of marriage. God takes a disconnected from your kids and makes it into a masterpiece. It's interesting because all these scenes, I could sit here and say all day long, these scenes, when they tie together, you could say all day long, well, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how this is going to work out. It's amazing. Here's the problem. Here's the crux of it. Really want you to know this. So many times in life, here's what begins to happen. People were praying for a Messiah to show up in that day. And a lot of people were upset because the Messiah didn't show up the way they thought. A lot of people were praying for the Messiah, and the Messiah came. They were thinking the Messiah is going to come on a white horse, and he's going to flip the governments upside down, and he's going to tackle the authorities, and he's going to take over Fox News and CNN and everything. You know, he's just going to be this loud. And instead of being on a megaphone and doing his crazy stuff, he comes into a manger as a baby. He goes from the creator to the created, and he comes in under cover of the night because there was an issue out to kill all the newborns. So he has to come incognito. He has to come undercover. He has to come into a world of darkness that way. He was born with a bunch of animals. And here's Mary and Joseph. They knew the declaration of the Lord that they're going to usher in, that they're going to bring in the Savior. And they're thinking in their heads, the best thing I have to offer this kid, the Savior of the world, is a manger. I can't even get a room. What kind of host, what kind of parent am I? What kind of parent am I to, this is going to happen now, and God trusted me with this. And you start wondering all the questions. Is this the way it's supposed to work out? Is this what's supposed to happen? This doesn't look like the box. You said it's going to work out. And here's what I begin to happen. I sit down with people all the time, talking about marriages and finances and situations in their life. Some good, some bad, some tough, deaths and different things. And here's what people always tell me. What's going on in my life doesn't match the promises that God told me in Scripture. It doesn't match. It doesn't make sense. God gives me pieces here and there and here. God gives me things, and it doesn't make sense in my life. You You want to know my spiritual answer for you? Here's my truthful answer. It may not make sense. But you know what doesn't make sense either? Is the Creator coming to earth as the created for us. And his promise is this: if you keep on doing and working the pieces and following his book, the guide, and putting together, you will begin to see a masterpiece in your life, because the Christmas story is about showing you that God can make all things new. Amen? The Christmas story about God making and resurrecting all things new. Think about this. The way Jesus came and lived did not make sense until you read the whole story. Virgin birth, in a stable, no announcement, was a carpenter, died on the cross, rose from the dead. Rose from the dead. It makes sense not in the birth, but it makes sense in the death. It makes sense in the purpose. When you look at the whole story, Romans 6:23 says this: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's interesting. Jesus, if you don't remember anything else, Jesus is God's gift to you. Jesus is God's gift to us. Because of Jesus, that's the greatest gift. All through Scripture, it talks about this, a gift given to us. Jesus is the greatest gift God has ever given. And it's given to us. For God so loved the world that he gave, that he gifted. It's amazing, because on Christmas, we go today, and some of us are going to unwrap presents tonight or unwrap presents tomorrow. But either way, you're going to unwrap some presents. And Jesus came as a baby, wrapped as a present for us.